Hello, this is Dane Trethown, and welcome to another podcast. But just a few words of explanation before I get involved into the podcast proper. I'm going to be dealing with the Airport Express wireless router today, and the podcast itself was recorded using Voxy on my iPhone 3GS. Unfortunately, I was a little too close to the microphone at different times there. It's a little hard to judge with such a device as the iPhone, and the microphone was a little more sensitive than I thought it would be. But it's only affected a few spots, and I'm sure you'll bear with me in what I actually think is probably one of my best podcasts to date. So you'll excuse my big head there. Further to this, if you wish to find out more about the Apple Airport Express, you may go to their website at www.apple.com/Airport Express, or one word, www.apple.com/Airport Express, and you'll find data sheets, specs, and all that sort of stuff, so you can make up your mind as to whether they'd be useful for you. An Airport Express would be useful for you. Okay, dokie, on with the show without any more ado. Welcome to another of my podcasts here on Blind Cool Tech. And I've done a couple of podcasts for Blind Cool Tech in the past. This one is regarding the Apple Airport Express router, or router as people call them. And I always like to try and find different products that don't hit the mainstream, so to speak. As you remember, my last review was done on the Siemens Tech controller for Siemens hearing instruments. Okay, my email address has changed. We had an accident with MobileMe and we couldn't remember passwords, so I couldn't reclaim the email address I had. So the address has changed. I had to create a new one. It's d.trethowan, T-R-E-T-H-O-W-A-N, at me.com. That's d.trethowan, T-R-E-T-H-O-W-A-N, at me.com. I'll repeat that for you at the end of the podcast. Before I go any further, I should like to point out that I'm recording this podcast on my Apple iPhone using the excellent app Voxy, which allows for recording in various modes of quality. Okay, so to the Airport Express, it has two brothers in the Apple family of routers, the Airport Extreme and the Airport Time Capsule. So what's the difference? The Airport Extreme has 3 gigabit ports and one WAN 100 Mbps port for the attachment of a modem or the ability to connect it into a network. The Airport Time Capsule has exactly the same, with the addition of a hard drive. The Airport Time Capsule, Extreme and Express are all N wireless compatible and backward G wireless compatible. So you can get some quite blazing speeds with the N wireless protocol. I think it's about 105 Mbps, which is better than G, which is, I think, 54 Mbps. Both, or all the units, I should say, are dual wireless band compatible, meaning that they can transmit on two frequency bands, 2.4 and 5.8 gigahertz. As far as I know, I don't think there have been any other bands appropriated. But if there were, I'm sure that the firmware of the Airport Express Extreme and Time Capsule could be upgraded, and perhaps the radio transmitters could take that into account. However, there's some excellent guides to that sort of thing around in the Take Control series. I think it's called Take Control of Your Wi-Fi Network or Your Home Network or something like that. So you might want to look them up on Google. Back to the Airport Express. And this is the second one I bought. And I bought it just over a week ago. And I also decided to buy the optional connecting kit. And we'll come to that in just a few seconds. The Airport Express looks like an oversized laptop power supply, or an oversized MacBook power supply. If you've ever seen a MacBook power supply, you'll know that it's square, around about 3 inches square. And on the left-hand corner, it has a socket. And into this socket can go a little plug, which plugs it directly into an AC wall outlet, or a long cord, extension cord if you like, which does the same thing. So in other words, it has a plug into your power outlet at the other end, and one end goes into the adapter. Well, in this case, it's the same arrangement for the Airport Express. So that's what the connecting kit does, or one of the functions it does. It comes with one of these extension leads that plug into the Airport Express. So we've got the power lead running into the Airport Express at the left-hand corner, and we go along the Airport Express to the right-hand corner and the right edge, and we find three sockets. The first one is a 100 Mbps WAN Ethernet socket, so you can connect your Airport Express to a modem or into another network via that socket, or you could connect a VoIP adapter to it, which would be very handy when you think about it, because if you connect your Airport Express to a Wi-Fi network, as I do, you can use your Airport Express to relocate your VoIP adapter or your games console or anything else to points in your house for your advantage. So you might have a games room or a dedicated office with which you use your telephone, and you might just want to keep it all away from the computer. Makes sense to me. Then we have a USB port, which is used for printers or disk drives or memory sticks. You can connect a hub to this USB port. So a lot of flexibility there. And last but not least, and probably the main reason why I have my Airport Express units in my house, is the 3.5 analog digital optical out audio jack. And I have a digital cable connected to this, which is connected to a digital input into my Yamaha surround sound processor in the lounge where I am now. And once again, the connecting kit I referred to earlier comes with one of these cables supplied. So it comes with all the cables supplied to allow you to connect the Airport Express to audio sources, an analog and a digital cable, all of quite reasonable quality, as well as the extension lead I talked about. So that's pretty much the Airport Express. So how do you set the Airport Express up? With the Airport Utility, and a disc comes with the Airport Express with the Airport Utility software on the CD-ROM. You'll need that if you have a PC, Windows PC. With the Mac, you will find the airport utility in your utilities folder. And to find that, you go into Finder and use the shortcut key of Command, Shift and U to get to the utilities folder. I debated long and hard whether to go through the airport utility. I decided not to, because both Windows and Mac versions, whilst they're very accessible with whatever screen reader you choose to use, I guess if you're using a Mac, you've only got one choice, haven't you? But with a PC, you've got several. And both utilities are a little different from each other. So to avoid any confusion, I decided to stay away from demonstrating those. But from the utilities is where you configure the Airport Express, Airport Extreme, or Airport Time Capsule. And the setup is very, very straightforward. You have two types of setup, a manual setup and your assisted setup, where you determine how your Airport Express is going to work with your network and what it's going to do. Mine is an extension of my Wi-Fi network, as I already have an Airport Time Capsule as the base station. So, okay, I've gone through all the features that the Airport Express has to offer. So why have I got two? Well, you know that the one in the lounge room is connected to an audio system, and the one in the front room is also connected to an audio system. So that means I can transmit audio from any of my computers in the house to any of my Airport Express units at any one time, or both at the same time, or two different programs at the same time. So I can have my iTunes library from one computer blaring in the front room, while the iTunes of another library blaring in the lounge room. Or perhaps I might prefer to have the iTunes library from one computer's blaring in both rooms. I might even prefer to go further than that, have the iTunes library blaring in the front room and have another source entirely from a computer blaring in the lounge room. So to make that even more basic, we'll just take an example of streaming audio from one end of the house to the other. I've just switched on my Yamaha amplifier in the lounge room here, and I'm going to walk back to the back room, in other words, my bedroom, where my Apple iMac resides. And I'm going to launch iTunes and pipe that into the lounge room. So I'm in the back room now, and I'll just go into the
window Pi Journal
dock. Yep.
Tech dock. If oil, 5 of 37.
Just find iTunes.
iTunes, 10 of 37, at ViJournal, window, ViJournal, table, 1 row.
This is the new iTunes
10. Sources, table, 1 row selected, column.
Here we are, we're in sources now, so I'll interact with that and go to my favourites playlist, which I've set up. It's a smart playlist.
iTunes busy. iTunes ready. Sources, table, 1 row selected, ping, playlist purchased, playlists, sources, expanded, 15 items enclosed, iTunes, DJ, favourites, smart playlist.
Here we go. Now, with iTunes, you can select where you want your output to stream. So let's look at the options available here. And I only have one Airport Express unit on at the moment, and the menu will reflect that.
Voice memos, library playlist, voice memos, live danger tans, Airport Express remote speakers button.
And I'll press the button here.
Menu. Three items. Checkmark. Daintrotans Airport Express. Multiple speakers. Ellipsis. Multiple speak. Checkmark. Daintrotans Airport Express. Computer.
Well, the choices are obvious there. Multiple speakers. The sound goes through all sound sources. The Airport Express. And the computer. So we'll just exit out of that menu.
Closing menu.
And back to my favourites playlist. And we'll start playing, see what happens.
Previous, play, but next, mute, but 100%, full volume, text list views, album list views, grid view switch, cover flow views, search text, sources, interact with, sources, table, row 28 of 20, super tram, money, biggies, Alison, recently added, favourites, smart.
Okay, here we are. So, the easiest way to start a playlist playing is to press the return key. And see what happens. I believe I hear some noise from the lounge room. Let's go and see what it is, shall we? It sounds like my iTunes library's playing my iTunes playlist. Yeah, I'd go along with that. That's Marsha Hines. Her hit of 1979, Something's Missing. And if you're in Australia, you'll know that song quite well, I'm sure. So that's playing from the iMac in the back room, from iTunes, via my Airport Express in the lounge room, which is outputting the signal through the digital output into the Yamaha Surround Sound digital processor, on the Yamaha app in the lounge room, which is connected to speakers, and you're consequently hearing the sound. So, given all that, no need to keep your FM transmitters anymore. Throw them away. You can have completely distortion-free sound coming through whatever audio source you fancy. And really, given the fact that these Airport Express units are fairly cheap at around about $120 each, who would even bother buying FM transmitters which are prone to interference from other frequencies? FM has inherent noise in it anyway for its characteristics in transmitting stereo. So, in short, as I said, throw FM transmitters in the bin. Not worth the bother. So this is one streaming solution. I'm sure there are many, many more out there that you can use. I just thought I'd demonstrate the Airport Express to you in the next episode of Airport Express. We will be looking at airfoil and airfoil speakers and how you can simulate an Airport Express, if you like, if you have two or more computers in your house. But until then, this is Daintrotham. And I'll give you my email address. Again, it's d.trethowan, T-R-E-T-H-O-W-A-N, @me.com. See you next time.